American hometown. Unfortunately, about 360 some odd years ago, 67 years ago, we did the same thing, and look what we got. But anyway, this is a part of the day that I really enjoy because I come down here and I can talk about this a little bit. When you were in school, it never met the limit before. They made this thing sound like it was the size of the rocks of Gibraltar. Well, I'm here to tell you it's not. But this rock has an interesting history, and the first part of the history that I'd like to tell everybody about is, guess what, folks? The pilgrims did not step anywhere on that rock. That rock existed up in the center of town up until toward the end of the 1800s. And what happened was it became a nuisance. I guess they wanted to put a road in or something. And so some far-thinking person stated, well, why don't we put it down by the waterfront, call it Plymouth Rock, and say this is where the pilgrims stepped. Now, if the pilgrims did indeed step on this particular rock, they would have had to have had the longest legs in the world, because it's a long way from here to the center of town. I also noticed as we were marching down, I looked up the street and I saw a store called Pilgrim's Progress. And you'll never guess what they sell in this particular store. Clothing, of all things. But Pilgrim's Progress, and not one of the managers in the window looked like a pilgrim. I didn't see the funny hat with the buckle or the buckle shoes or any of that kind of thing. So I really don't think it has anything to do with the pilgrims, unless in the back room if you're known by somebody going in a pilgrim outfit. But of the tourists in town, they'd be taking pictures of Plymouth Rock and the Mayflower. And I want to say something about the Mayflower too. They don't even know what the boat looked like that they came over on. So that's a reproduction of something. But, National Day of Mourning, this is the 41st year that we have stood on that hill, those of you who were up there a few minutes ago, 41 times, 41 individual National Days of Mourning. And over the years, there was a lot of militant protests that went on. In 1994, the Pilgrims had a Pilgrim Progress Parade. And they come down here with their drum and their musket in one hand and the Bible in the other hand. And they go up towards the church. Well, in 1994, United American Indians of New England, we stopped them from going into the church. And one of the things that happened, though, is we did finally go into the church. But the church gave us a few minutes before their service so we could speak to the congregation, which we did, and then we went and came down here and had our speak out. In 1995, we buried this thing again. We buried the rock, but I made a miscalculation. We came down in the morning and we looked down and said, oh yeah, there's the rock, and this, we got the sand and the seaweed and all this kind of stuff. We came down the hill, and I'm going to jump into the pit and bury the rock. But what I forgot was the tide comes in here. So I'm on my way down into the pit, and I'm going, oh, God. And I went splash. But we did bury the rock.
Yeah!
And then in 1996, again, the Pilgrim Progress Parade had either started at 10 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We always had our speak out at noon, but lo and behold, in 1996, at about 12:30 in the afternoon, we hear the drum going. And we look down, and there it already started right in the middle of our ceremony, which we had been doing for years. They started their march. Well, they got right to the top of the hill, where Lyon Street sort of joins the street that goes around the hill. And we let them go by, and then we followed them in a march. Well, they never made it to church that day, and the reason they didn't make it to church that day was they turned and ran back to their little pilgrim house. We shut down the Pilgrim Progress Parade. They were unable to keep that racist, the most horrendous looking thing that I've ever seen in my life. People marching with a musket in one hand and a Bible in the other. What does that tell you about this particular country? And what they have done to the indigenous population, not only in North America, but Central America and South America. And not only did they do it back then, they're still doing it today, but now they're doing it overseas, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan. And they're backing the people that want to keep the Palestinians down, and all of that kind of stuff. So, for the tourists, save yourself a couple of pictures on a roll of film or your digital camera if you've got the space, because the people that are standing here, this is where it's at. This is what we need to be doing. We need to get those troops out of Afghanistan. We need to get them home. We need to get out of Iraq. And we need to just stop all of that kind of stuff. The big debate over healthcare that happened last year or whenever it was. And they're always wondering, well, how are we going to pay for this? How are we going to pay for this? Well, it's plain and it is simple. I don't mind a nickel of my taxes going to pay for someone's healthcare or to pay for someone's unemployment, but I absolutely hate the fact that my income tax is paying for a government to go over and kill innocent people. Get the truth out! And I love this statue.
Oh, yeah.
This statue was of Governor Bradford, and I didn't realize he was only about 3'3". He's real short. So if you blink, you might miss him. But I am happy to say, in the early part of that day of morning, we did something for Governor Bradford because he looked cold. We dressed him in Klan robes, which was a great, powerful statement that we made. So we have always done something to protest something. And again, we will be here every year. The way things are going, I know that we're going to have to be here every year. And tragically, I hope though that this will be the last year that we have to call for the freedom of Leonard Peltier, the freedom of Mumia Abu-Jamal, and any other political prisoner, no matter where they are in the world. So we're going to move on. Thank you.